Simone, thanks for joining us on the GDB podcast. I'm in my neighborhood casino now, which I can't say too often. Railroad Pass is outside of Boulder City, Nevada, between Boulder City and Henderson, and it's a very charming little casino. So why don't you explain, first of all, let's have some of your background and how it led you into the casino industry.
Sure. Well, thanks for coming over today. My background is mostly in real estate and development.
Mm-hmm.
I was born and raised in New York. I grew up on Long Island and went to college in a small school in upstate New York called Hobart College.
Okay.
Moved out here thereafter and began doing mostly real estate sales for 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then made my way into the commercial development business. I did that from 1996 when I opened up First Federal, and I continue to do that today. So
okay.
It's been 20 years. And in that time period, we've built about 100 buildings
okay.
in town, most mm-hmm. all in Las Vegas.
Sure.
We're always looking to diversify, our especially after the recession, in which we did very well,
mm-hmm.
First Federal did, but we look to diversify our business interests a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And this was offered to me as an exceptional business opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... how long were you looking for? Were you actually looking for an opportunity in the casino industry, or just this just happened to be something that came into your vision here?
Let's say I'm aware
okay.
of what's going on in the community, and
okay.
we've looked at a lot of different types of businesses over the years, and never really dove in. And then I must admit the character of the property
mm-hmm.
and the nature of the industry being in Nevada,
right.
having done real estate development, and then. Trying to grow into another field led me to gaming and hospitality, and I thought this would be a good property to start with. I didn't
okay.
know how exciting it would be, actually, but,
sure.
but it was an exciting opportunity for us, and people at MGM made it easy for me,
mm-hmm.
For lack of a better word, but
right.
We're very good to work with.
Okay,
they sold the property to me.
So. This is a very different industry, though, from what you're in. So did you bring some people in for advice? And I'm sure I know you brought some management in here as well.
I did. I relied on we brought a lot of management in.
Mm-hmm.
We did. And I relied a lot on business sense, but
mm-hmm.
also as far as industry related. I have a lot of friends that invest with me
mm-hmm.
in my real estate developments that have experience in gaming and
okay.
hospitality, and I did rely on a lot of their advice.
Okay. And who do you have in as manager of the property now?
Right now, the property is managed by a gentleman named Jay Hill.
Okay.
Mature, honest, hardworking guy who says this is his last job.
Okay.
And he relates very, very well to not just the people that come here every day, but the people that travel through, and that's become more and more important.
Sure.
He also relates to our team. We have 200 members of
mm-hmm.
200 or so employees.
Okay.
And Jay is a proponent for them. When it comes to ownership, he gives them gives me their perspective,
mm-hmm.
and is a very effective leader of people.
Okay,
in my judgment.
Sure. So what shape was the property in when you got here? And, you know, this was not a core property by any means of MGM, so yeah, they didn't really put a lot of attention into this property.
When I looked at their numbers, they had a $40,000 a year capital improvement budget. Yeah. So the place was built in 1931.
Right.
So we came in and I'll name what we've done. We replaced the roof for a few $100,000. We painted the place for a few $100,000. We extended the bar. We changed the steak room layout. We renovated every room for $1 million. We've just most recently, you haven't seen it yet, but we bought an LED sign for the reader board out there.
Okay, great.
And spent $500,000 on that. So we're millions of dollars into the improvements.
Right.
We made that commitment to the community. We made the commitment to the people at gaming, and we made our commitment to our employees and ourselves to do it, and we did.
Okay. So those were your priorities when you first came in to do those kind of things.
I had the money set aside to do that, yeah.
Okay, great. So it sounds like you understand that exceptional customer service is really the key to success in the casino industry. What are you doing to really try to keep your employees motivated?
Well, the MGM had some happy employees,
yeah,
despite the leaky roof.
Sure, right.
We kept everybody for 6 months,
yeah,
and unless there was attrition.
Mm-hmm.
And they had happy employees, and the employees have a very unique relationship with the customers, since
right,
a majority of our customers are locals from Boulder City.
Right.
And Henderson, that is. So I understood that unique relationship. I decided when I came in, especially since I did not run it, I was not licensed until October, until July. I took over in October. I observed for the first 6 months, and it was so unique. I decided not to get in the way.
Right. Yeah.
What we've done to improve customer service even better is institute new performance standards and a new policy and procedures manual. We've streamlined our personnel department. We've taken away levels of management, so most team workers are comfortable coming to their immediate manager.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of departments here. We have we have three restaurants.
Sure,
we have
right,
a sports book. We have a retail center. We have a hotel, gaming. Now we have the car show, and everyone has a unique perspective. We have the table games too, and all the employees, I think at this point, are very comfortable that we're going to be around for a while. We didn't buy it to flip it. We didn't buy it to sell it. We bought it to contribute to community and earn on, as we do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So you improved the steakhouse. Did you change the name? I can't remember what you did.
They changed the name to DeSimone Steakhouse.
Okay, right. Okay. So, but I've heard some really good feedback on the food that's being served.
You will. Uh-huh. You will hear feedback that's good. The food, I ate there Saturday with a bunch of friends. The food is fantastic. The numbers have doubled since we changed it to DeSimone Steakhouse and changed the menu.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers have doubled. We had some help from some consultants that we really appreciated. We made a new menu. We took out a lot of the booths in the middle. It looks like a New York steakhouse now, and the food's fantastic. It's really a good place.
Okay. And what are the other two food outlets you have then?
Well, we have the buffet, which highlights seafood night, Friday nights, which is very popular. Right now it's $15 for all the crab legs you can eat, and it's a good value.
Right.
And then we have the coffee shop, which has always been popular, especially for the $11.99 prime rib.
Sure, yeah. Right.
So the three venues could satisfy just about any customer.
Okay. And I see you have now live entertainment on the weekends, too.
We do. We have, we're lucky to have Laura Schaefer right from Boulder City. We have a few others. We stagger, but every Saturday night you're guaranteed to have a good lineup.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So you got a relatively small market, though, and you mentioned mostly from Boulder City or Henderson. What is that, 90% of your clientele, pretty much?
I think the standard rule of thumb for us is 80% of our business comes from locals, and 75% of that's from Boulder City.
Okay.
Meeting people, I meet a lot of truckers. And,
right.
I don't know if you're going to get into that, but we're going
right
to build
yeah,
truck
I want
stuff.
To get into yeah. that in a minute, yeah.
The customers that come back every day or once a week or twice a week are really our stalwarts. We love them.
Right.
And they, I get the opportunity to come in and chat with them once in a while, and most times they don't know who I am until we get into
right.
the conversation. So I'm learning about our place and what they like about it mostly, and occasionally what challenges they have, but for the most part, locals, yeah.
Okay. So who do you consider your competition locally here?
Well, certainly the lodge.
Yeah.
The Dottie's people own the lodge down by Hoover Dam. Less and less so. I think more of our competition is coming from Henderson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's some really good operators in town. And each has their niche. And the people will drive to get to those niches.
Right.
So we're very careful. I go to the marketing meetings every week,
mm-hmm.
just about every week, and
right.
try to contribute and make sure we identify who our customer base is and appeal to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, ironically, you know, just about the time you purchased this place, you know, Dottie's had purchased the old Hacienda, now Hoover Dam Lodge, and Club Fortune over the hill was purchased by Nevada Gold. So,
right.
you know, we're all pretty much new operators in this market. So, I guess you're all learning that.
Yeah, I think I'm the only operator that hadn't been in the industry before.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So I think our location, our charm, or the fact that we're the oldest casino active casino in
mm-hmm.
Nevada. And perhaps the country really helped us through any mistakes we might have made.
Sure,
and I'm sure we did make some. But the I respect the people at Dottie's. I respect the people at Club Fortune, and I wish they do well. It's my interest in expanding the hospitality
mm-hmm.
in the community so that we all do better.
Sure,
and there's a bigger pie.
Yeah.
However, if it comes to a head-to-head matchup, I'm feel we're as competitive as can be.
Yeah, no question. Well, you've got, you know, great payback machine on the video poker machines, and your table games are second to none in terms of you know, the limits. I mean, you can have a good time and not go broke. You know,
I
want to
make
great.
A comment on the table
sure.
games. We the first advice I got was to take out the table games,
mm-hmm.
and because it had been a loss leader,
right.
and I rejected that outright.
Right.
And then I sought advice on how to make it better, and the play is doubled.
Mm-hmm.
The people are having a better time. If you
yeah.
come here on the weekends, even during the week, the
sure.
tables are full. It's just an exciting. It's in addition to being an exciting place to be because they have the table games
right.
In such a small place. It also makes money now,
mm-hmm.
so it's fun
sure.
that I made that decision. Anyway.
Yeah, no question. And again, your employees are very friendly. I mean,
yeah.
like, you know, whenever my brother's in town, he wants to play table, so I bring him up here, and we had a great time last time he was in.
I don't know of a place with better rules and
yeah.
And a funner atmosphere.
Right.
It's just, you know, the drinks come easy. It's just it. We just added a poker table too, not a regular poker table, a three card poker table.
Okay.
And that's been successful as well.
Okay.
Looking to acquire valuable players for your online casino or even your land-based property? Check out iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing site for legal online gaming in the U.S. iGamingPlayer is one of the first and only online affiliate marketing sites licensed in New Jersey. iGamingPlayer delivers quality customers and profitable players with its mix of online gaming news, play for free games, and information on the best promotions offered by its partner online casinos, poker rooms, and land-based casinos. iGamingPlayer uses the vast knowledge about players and their behaviors to deliver players to your online casino and act as the bridge to your bricks-and-mortar property. So visit iGamingPlayer.com to see what you've been missing.
Now, you do have a sports book, and it's run by William Hill. That's kind of a legacy thing from MGM. Is that something you're happy with? Are they doing a good job for you?
I very much like the people at William
Hill.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
So you know, there's not going to be any change in that department?
We don't see a change in that department. I like the people there. They're,
right.
they're very honest, hardworking people, and they're
mm-hmm.
responsive. It's hard to... We share in the game win.
Sure.
But it's hard to, at a place this size
mm-hmm.
and in this location, it's hard to make a killing, but it's nice to have that in the
sure.
environment, and we get a lot of cross-reference from people playing.
No, it's a great amenity, plus they have the mobile app, so
right.
you probably get people in here making deposits or withdrawals from there.
It's going to be the first place people see when they come in
mm-hmm.
and to town from Arizona, so
right.
we hope that we're attracting people to make their first deposit here
right.
and earn from that. Yeah.
Okay. So... Across the street, you've got this massive construction project going on, the building of I-11 that connects Las Vegas with Phoenix. What kind of access will the drivers have to your property here when that's completed?
Well, the drivers will have access from three directions.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a 24-acre travel center, truck
mm-hmm.
stop and travel center on our site. We have 55 acres. just adjacent to the casino. So the access will be from Henderson, mm-hmm. Without a stoplight, from the bypass, you know, or searchlight,
right.
without a stoplight, and from Boulder City, there'll be the same experience
right.
down Boulder Highway. So there's going to be three avenues onto Railroad Pass Casino Road, mm-hmm. which goes to the truck stop. We're
okay.
really excited about that.
Yeah. So where exactly is the truck stop located on the property here? Well, is it on the other end? Or
those people familiar with the property, the any given night we have 45 to 55 trucks here
right.
parked here. At one time, and the 93 where it is our property,
mm-hmm.
and we own it. And when the I-11 opens up, which
mm-hmm.
is expected to happen in January or February, they are abandoning their right of way
mm-hmm.
on for that property. So
okay.
most of the road where the road is, the 93 is now,
mm-hmm.
is going to be parking for the
okay.
truck stop. We have a design. We're all approved through the City of Henderson. We have permits to do grading. We're waiting for a better time schedule from NDOT as to when they're going to turn that road over to us.
Okay.
It's a big project.
Great. So that'll start once they turn the road over to you.
It'll start before they turn the road
okay.
over to us, but in coordination with
mm-hmm.
with our schedule and our financing. We have to make sure, and we will make sure, above all, that our customers have the same experience getting in and getting
mm-hmm.
out of the property,
mm-hmm.
Despite all the construction. It's a $10 million job.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're enjoying the this new industry for
I'm
you?
I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've met a lot of really neat people.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of inquiries about it from people I knew in town and
right.
People I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned people at the state level. Aside from, you know, I'm a people person and I've built my career on that and relationships. And it's helped me to expand my relationships into a different field, which has been exciting for
mm-hmm.
me. Not only that, but I like coming by. Like I mentioned earlier, I enjoy the employees and the banter,
mm-hmm.
Not just at the management level, but on a personal level,
sure.
with the dealers or the cocktail waitresses or the chefs.
Mm-hmm.
I also enjoy the discourse with the customers.
Yeah.
It's been a real fun experience
mm-hmm.
for us. Yeah.
Okay, great. So what's next? Are you looking for other opportunities in the hospitality field?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, we are, and we have a good team in place now.
Mm-hmm.
My CFO, Chris Reese,
mm-hmm.
Exceptional math person that
yep.
has taken to gaming real well and learned it. And we're getting very good at evaluating properties. So we're trying to get some economies of scale with the personnel we have here to buy other properties,
mm-hmm.
Specifically close in Southern Nevada,
yeah.
about the size we're in here and,
mm-hmm.
and places that make sense.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, congratulations on really bringing this property up to speed. I know those of us in the community like to come over here and enjoy it. And it's less smoky than it used to be, too, which
well,
I like, too.
Continue to come, and we'll take care of you. We do have new machines that take out some of the smoke. But we hope people enjoy the improvements. We know people enjoy the hospitality and the experience.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make sure that stays the same.
You've got a way.
Enjoyed this edition of the GGB podcast sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing partner for online and land-based casinos. If you want to hear more about the topics discussed today, visit GGBMagazine.com for all the news and trends in the casino industry. For weekly updates, subscribe to GGB News, which delivers all the news of the gaming industry to your desktop, waiting for you every Monday morning. Please join us next week for another edition of the GGB podcast. And don't forget to follow GGB on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, on Facebook and LinkedIn at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Have a great week.